Saturday Show on KCLR.
We're joined on the line by Paul Davis, who's an author and a business mentor, and his most recent book is More: How You Can Get More Clients, More Fees and More Time, and it's for all professional service providers. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Edward. How are you keeping?
I'm very good, Paul. I'm very good. Paul, I've just spent yesterday afternoon just looking through your book. I must tell you, first of all, before we get into the nuts and bolts of it, I'm not a big reader, but I just absolutely adore the way the book is done, because you literally can read it very easily, because each chapter is broken into so many little subsections, with maybe one just being a page or two pages focusing on the point. I think it is perhaps the most cleverly designed book I've seen for a very long time.
Thank you very much. Thank you
it
very
really,
much.
It really, really, really is. But anyway, listen, the nuts and the bolts of the book, you're doing this for service providers, how they can get more clients, more fees and more time. Tell us about the crux of the book.
I suppose, well, I've been running my own practice since 2001. And mainly for those number of years, what I've been working with is people in professional services. And as you say, solicitors, accountants, coaches, consultants. And what I found over the years was that it was, while they would tend to try the typical scenarios of how to get more clients in by way of going to networking meetings and going to different groups like that and trying to get clients in that way, they weren't having the results of really what they were expecting. So what I did over the years was actually learn from a lot of people over in the States and Europe and Australia, and just to find, okay, so what were other people doing to actually attract clients to their business? So then what I did was I started to distill all the different strategies and techniques of what people can actually do and adapt it here to Ireland, but specifically aim it towards people in professional services. Mm. So really what the book encapsulates is everything that I've been teaching my own clients and as open workshops to people in professional services to, I suppose, bring them through a system that they can actually implement to their business. And once they do it step by step, well, then the fruits are there, basically. So they get more clients in the door, and they get them coming to them, as opposed to them having to do an awful lot of work to go out and try and find clients.
Mm. Because I suppose it's a two-pronged attack for all of these people, that as well as kind of dealing with the clients that you have and kind of offering your professional services and kind of catering for your clients, but you do constantly need to be kind of adding to the client base as well. And
you
sometimes,
do.
And how does one do that easily?
I suppose there's one metaphor that I use in the book, and that's what I refer to as bird seed. So bird seed, if just explain it, because people get it then much easier, is something that you give away that's of value to your target market. So the first thing that you need to do as a professional service provider is find out what is your niche market, who are you actually going after to be your client, and so what's your ideal client look like. So once you find out what your niche market is, then it's fine. Okay, what is it that they're looking for? What is it that they will find that's of value and want to actually get from you? So that birdseed can be in the form of, you know, a CD or a DVD or an audiobook or an ebook that they can download from your website and so on. Mm. So really what you're doing is, so if you take the analogy of birdseed, what you're doing is you're attracting the clients to you to take the birdseed. So in that way, once you develop the piece of birdseed, which, yeah, okay, it does take a bit of time, but once it's done, a bit like writing the book, it's done and you never have to do it again. But that book will always be sold year on year from there on. So you create it once and you sell it forever. That's the analogy. And really what you're doing is you're attracting clients to come to you. Because if you look at the number of searches that are done online every single day for particular niche questions that people want answered, what you're finding is that they're coming to your website, they see their answer there in the form of a DVD or a YouTube video or an ebook or whatever it might be. And what they want to do then is download that information in order to answer their question. Mm. But you're now seen as being the expert in the marketplace in order to actually provide the answers for those questions.
And can sometimes that be the case of just being in the right place at the right time? If people put in, is that being at the top of the Google search or...?
There's a lot of ways you can do it. One is it's true, getting to the top of Google search, which is referred to as organic search results, it does take a lot of time by way of investing in your website in order to actually bring it up to the top of Google. The fastest way is actually through Google Ads, which what would be referred to as pay-per-click. So they're the ads that people would normally see on their search results at the top of the page and at the side of the page. And that would attract a lot of customers coming to a website. If the ad is worded specifically to answer their question, And that's the key. And then when people click on the ad, then you bring them to a page on the website to say, this is the answer to your question. Here's what you need to do. As opposed to bringing them to a page, which is literally, it's not going to give them any information whatsoever for the question that they're searching for.
That very overused slogan that we often talk about is the USP. Kind of these businesses need to have a USP, or is it kind of is it kind of a broader, more generic sort of set of skills, so as not to preclude yourself from other business? Because sometimes you can do that as well if your focus is too specific. Is that the case?
I think if you're a solicitor, it's very difficult for you to have a USP compared to a lot of other solicitors out there.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you be different in a marketplace?
Okay.
And that's extremely difficult to do unless you're providing your services in a completely different way or a different format. The way I suppose bring my clients through it is, okay, let's identify the niche first of all. And then once you go after that niche, now you're seen as being the specialist in that particular area. And people want specialists, they don't want generalists. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
So once you can say, well, look, one solicitor might deal with, for example, one of my clients deals with family law, another client purely deals with restaurant owners. So now you're saying, okay, here's my target market. So if you take restaurant owners as an example, you can very easily find a list of all the restaurant owners in Ireland. You can find the information that they're looking for. So what is it that's important for a restaurant owner? And that's about getting footfall into the business. It's about portion control. It's about the margins on the food and so on and so on, so on. So if you're providing those answers to your target market, now you're seen as being a specialist in that particular area. And so people will naturally be drawn towards yourself because you're providing them with valuable information.
What I was intrigued about just looking through, and as I said, I got the book yesterday, so I was reading snippets of it, and as I said, it's very easy to read snippets of it. There was one couple of pages that really interested me. Is this the whole notion of getting your vision right, the ultimate purpose, the legacy you want left behind you, what you want to achieve, and what changes you wish to make to the world, world, I suppose, in which you're operating?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's paramount, to be honest with you, from my perspective, because let me put it this way, and we've all gone through the Celtic Tiger, and we've gone through different scenarios over the last number of years. And what I found with a lot of clients is the ones that were just building their business just to make money and make profits, which absolutely is, and there's nothing more important. Like, success is hugely important, and we were built for success, but we were also built for purpose.
Okay.
So the ones that were focused on just making the money didn't do that extremely well in the Celtic, not in, in post-Celtic Tiger in the recession times. The ones that were built on purpose, meaning they want to actually make a difference, that they want to have something added value onto their business itself by making that difference, they had a much higher purpose to focus on. So they weren't necessarily focused on the money, even though they were making profits, but they were trying to make a difference to either their local community or to a particular group within Ireland, say. So when they add that extra dimension onto their business, it has a massive, massive impact on dealing with customers, dealing with suppliers. The staff within the company are much more happy because now it's not about just selling widgets. It's now, okay, if we sell X number of widgets, well then what difference is that going to make to, say, somebody with a disability? Because what you're doing is you're linking the business to make it a direct impact to people on a local basis, local community basis.
Paul, I'm just coming up to news, so I'm going to have to leave it there. Your website is davisbusinessconsultants.com if people want to engage in your services, find out more about your book as a business mentor. Paul, listen, thanks a million for joining us
this
morning.
Thank you, Edward.
We're going over to Dean now a little bit just after 11. Thank you very much to Paul, and we look forward to chatting with you just after 11.
The Saturday Show on KCLR.